about. You gotta put it in perspective.
I don't know what your mother told you, but let me explain it from my side in terms you can understand.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Welcome.
Hi.
Where are you coming from?
Los Angeles.
L.A. Yeah, I used to live there. I had so much fun with so many people. I almost died.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
This place is terrific. It's a pre-war building built right after the Iraq War. How's that mattress treating you?
I can't sleep like this. I feel like I'm in a coffin.
I slept in a coffin once. It wasn't that bad, except for the body. Get your mind out of the gutter. It was my father.
And now.
Kevin and Bean listeners out there, it's Terry Crews. What's up? Good morning. Get going. Let's go.
Our feature presentation.
Terry Crews, man, that guy will wake you right up.
Yeah.
Love him. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday morning, the 19th of April.
Good morning,
Good
Kevin.
Morning, everybody.
Chip, you want to hit?
Is this Penny? No.
I mean, it is.
Brohim?
Ish.
It's Sad Brohim.
What is it, Chip?
It's a Sad Brohim.
It's not bad.
So, it's not bad, right?
I mean,
it's not what you want as a Ducks fan, necessarily.
No. Oh, I see what you're doing. Our playoff run wasn't long. A little bit of a bummer.
So, you got swept.
Yeah. I
mean, we're Kings the, got we're the swept.
Sweet club.
You're in the sweet club, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. You don't want to be there necessarily.
You played all those 82 games uh-huh. to get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then about 8 days later, everyone's fishing
out.
And yeah. golfing now.
Yeah. And the Ducks season was so crazy, too, because they had so many injuries in the beginning. Like,
yeah.
they were essentially a minor league team for, like, the first half
Before
of the
Christmas,
season.
Yeah.
yeah. And then to fight back to get into the playoffs, and then, it, yeah, just like that.
Mike Barber, Vinny.
I saw Vinny last
oh,
night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So I don't think I'm going to go see him for a couple weeks because he just may be like very upset about the team.
Take it out on hair? Really?
You sit down, he puts on the towel and just goes to town?
People are very, very passionate about their sports team.
Yeah, yeah. Vinny, at the Honda Center, there was a watch party, so everyone was there, and Vinny usually cuts people's hair and does like the Ducks logo.
Oh,
and,
I see.
Yeah.
And you didn't have that done this year?
Nah. With this hair?
Why would you want to touch that? So that's not great.
Nah. October's soon, right?
See, that's what I spent last year saying.
Yeah.
When is it October? Because last year the Kings didn't even make the playoffs.
Right.
So that's off-season seems like forever. Allie?
Yeah.
How was your night?
Oh, it was good. Very relaxing
mm-hmm.
after near death.
And by relaxing, you mean what? I'm sorry?
What?
Listen, sometimes I've had some issues with my house lately, Stryker.
Okay.
One is my fault. I noticed a shadow on my ceiling.
For a year.
A year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just the sun coming through the curtains. It had been leaking. For a while.
Okay.
Kevin says a year.
I mean, you said a year.
I said a year. So that's been an issue. So tear that out, fix that. Great. I have back stairs that go down to my garage. Thank you. It's an old house. It's from the 1940s, 20s. I don't know. Listen, Spanish style. It's adorable. When you're walking up the stairs, though, with all your bags, should you step on a stair and have it kind of disintegrate into dust
oh, no.
and then just snap off?
You're asking if that's good
yeah.
or bad?
I feel like it's bad.
Need more information.
Yeah.
You
well,
fell in?
Almost.
On the H&G network, they say that's not good.
Yeah, I don't think it's great.
Right.
But apparently, I need a whole new stairwell now.
No.
Yeah. They said because it's in direct sun, it was just waiting. And it's just been...
Has no one used it in like 6 months?
No. I think we just use it. So it just... Between the sun, between... It rained twice.
Yeah.
What?
You rain twice and ruin your stairs, which are inside or outside?
They're out. Well, half in and then half out.
Okay. And yeah.
Because there's a roof that covers the top half. That didn't make much sense.
Not much, but yeah. Wasn't the step that broke in the top half that was covered?
It was probably just
right at the line.
At the line, okay. Yeah. Yeah, but I sent a picture to Kevin. I'm like, hey, also almost died today. And there's just a whole stair missing. And it looks like it was rotted. Hmm. Yeah, just a good time.
Sweet.
Sorry, Ellie.
Fine.
That's a hassle.
No, well, yeah. I mean, I had to walk out my front door today, so woo!
But you are missing a step.
I made it.
It happens once I think I may have life beat, something happens.
The air conditioner breaks. Hold on. You ever feel like you have life beat?
The maximum amount of hours in a row I'll feel that is about 28 hours. I'm like, wow, I just filmed a series and I did good. I didn't get sick.
Right.
Then I went to work the next day. I got my commercial done on time. I'm living life.
Boom.
Man.
Yeah.
And then,
I figured it out.
Then it's 118 degrees where I live. In the house, something breaks, or the dog gets sick.
Yeah.
The car tire is flat.
Yeah.
Listen, that is just life keeping you humble.
Right.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
So I don't have a stairwell for a couple days.
I mean, you don't have a stair.
Well,
you can skip it. Probably.
No. Well, the guy came and he put caution tape. So you can't move that.
Right. That's not movable.
You don't own yellow caution tape?
No,
oh,
but
wow.
I love it. This one is the caution, then cuidado. I'm like, oof. Nice.
Do you own it?
We have caution tape.
You do?
I do.
Wow.
Why?
If I spill something on the ground, I like to just put it around it.
To be funny?
A little of both, yeah.
See, most people would just clean it.
I actually
spent... If you spill something on the ground, where? In the house, outside?
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen. I also, for fun and jokes, I paid way more money than I should for a replica of Bonsai that's stuffed. So that's
Bonsai
my dog, Bonsai.
Dog. Mm-hmm.
This stuffed animal looks exactly like Bonsai. So I took the real Bonsai and I hid him in the room. When Katie, my wife, came home, I sat 30 feet from the door petting the fake Bonsai. And he looks very real. And I set up a camera.
Holy crap.
So... On her.
Holy
so the
crap.
Second she walked in, I threw the fake Bonsai as hard as I could at her.
No! Poor
What's
Katie?
Wrong with you? Did she find you as funny as you did?
No, she said, what the F is wrong with you, a-hole?
I mean, that's a valid question.
I mean, Chuck and the dog, that's one thing.
The
I thought
dog.
You were just going to be, like, holding the fake dog and then...
Oh, I played it. I was like, I was better than Meryl Streep. I petted
Take
him.
It
and
easy.
She's like, oh, what's up with Bonsai? And then... Whew,
Rifled it.
No one likes that more than, I'm sure, Katie after a long day of work.
Dropped everything in her hand, panicked, swore. I think she hurt her wrist while dropping their thing. So.
Put caution tape around her.
How long did you laugh after that, quietly to yourself?
Still.
Yep.
Probably for like a day and a half. Even when I was sleeping, I would wake up laughing.
Holy crap. I'm glad I'm not married to you, Stryker. That's all I get to say.
It'd be fun, Kevin. We would honestly probably have the best time together.
Would we?
Yeah.
We should try, maybe.
We could carpool together.
Sure.
Go get hamburgers.
Put up
caution tape.
Yeah.
Around spills.
Real fun.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? You hoarded something because it was discontinued. Who know everyone had one of those stories?
Yeah.
It seems like, I don't know that I do, but everyone else seems to have one.
Yeah.
Something's discontinued, so you go out and buy every one of them you can find.
Yeah.
Hoping they'll last as long as they can.
It's great for the time being.
Yeah. Oh. Not now?
No.
Now you miss it?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Drew's on the show today talking about allergies, which is a huge, huge issue. Southwest Airlines pilot. Is a badass.
Good Lord.
The more that comes out on her, the more you go, wow.
Right?
She's something.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about her today. We've got People Are Dumb today. We've got Aisha Tyler in the studio today. Talking Archer, Danger Island, the next season, which comes out a little bit later this month. And we've got your passes for Avengers Infinity War as well. The world premiere coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54. What's happening, Allie McKay?
Well, told you last week about Donald Glover hosting Saturday Night Live on May 5th. He will not only host, he will perform as Childish Gambino. Super excited about that. Well, we now know the final two hosts of the season.
Okay.
May 12th will be Amy Schumer with musical guest Kacey Musgraves.
Okay.
All right. May 19th.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
No, but wouldn't he be great?
Be great.
Right? You'd do a little DJ set as the musical act. Exactly. Any other guesses? D's Nuts. D's Nuts will not make
That's
an appearance.
Bad.
I know. It's upsetting. I feel like D's Nuts could really make make waves.
Okay.
Yeah. Blake Shelton. I'm sorry? Blake Shelton. No, not Blake Shelton. But I bet he could.
He'd do both.
Yeah. He's very funny on The Voice.
Right? Uncle Fat.
not really sure who Uncle Fat is.
That's all I got.
Okay. All right. Final appearance of the season. May 19th.
Cindy.
Mother effing Tina Fey.
All right.
Okay. With who? Mother effing Nicki Minaj. All right. Yeah. Who's with me? Slumber party.
I'm 50% with you on that.
Not a Nicki Minaj fan.
I don't really know her music very well, to be honest.
She's got bars, yo.
I'm sure she does. I don't know her that well. I don't know her music. I don't know her personality that well. Do you guys?
Yeah.
Probably a little more, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But Tina Fey,
is fantastic.
Just saying catch up. If
all
could.
Right, I'll
okay,
catch
cool.
up.
Cool.
I'll catch
yeah,
up.
Tina Fey is going to be amazing.
Do you watch Saturday Night Live live?
I don't.
Because it's unbearable.
It's unbearable.
Okay.
I
you have
like
to be able to fast forward.
And sometimes I don't even, if I don't really like the host, I don't record it. If somebody is talking about a skit, it's going to be online the next day, so I'll check it out.
True.
I did tape John Mulaney, who was last week, because he was, you know, a writer for Saturday Night Live. He knows all of them inside and out. I find him extremely funny.
I do too.
There were a couple skits that were like doubled over laughing. So good. But then you got another 45 minutes of, what are you guys doing?
Yep.
What is happening there? But really looking forward to Donald Glover and Tina Fey.
Same.
And then Amy Schumer's in the middle there as well. Nicolas Cage, you guys. Really awful news yesterday on Twitter.
What?
Not sure if you saw it.
Did he sell his dinosaur egg?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thank God. Not yet. He's not that desperate.
He's not getting crazy.
Nicolas Cage's days as a leading man are almost over.
Okay.
Reports are that he's going to continue being a film performer for 3 or 4 more years. He is leaving acting, you guys.
I'm sorry?
He's going to stop acting in 3 or 4 years.
Why, though? I like him very much.
It's all right.
I know. I know. I know. He's a national treasure.
Did you say you like him very much?
I do. I know that now. Okay. I could have had a straight flush. I like how he acts. That was my Nicolas Cage.
That was your Leaving Las Vegas?
That was
wow.
my Leaving
okay.
Las Vegas
I see
impression
what you did.
Of Nick Cage.
I feel like Nick Cage is doing an impression of Nick Cage when I watch him.
But see, back in the day, like Raising Arizona is
great.
Still one of the greatest movies
Agreed.
Of all time. I still like Leaving Las Vegas.
Okay, wait. Leaving Las Vegas, what was the one with Jessica, Matthew Broderick's wife, when they go to Las Vegas? Because that's the one I was doing.
Oh,
Honeymoon in Vegas. When he goes to play poker upstairs and they fix the game. And he's like, I got a straight flush. It's almost done. It could have been. I know that now. Okay.
Okay. all right.
Anyway, I like him.
I do too. Wicker Man.
Yeah, Wicker Man.
Con Air.
Con Air.
I mean, Con Air.
Face Off.
Nope. That is what you are incorrect. We're like the Family Man.
Gone in 60 Seconds. Hello?
Okay.
Kevin?
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Yeah.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, all of his earlier stuff is great.
Yeah. So, bye. But then he's going to plan to launch his directing career.
Oh.
So he's not leaving Hollywood. And you know who his uncle is, right?
Is it the guy who directed The Godfather?
Is that Francis Ford Coppola?
Yes.
Then hell yeah it is.
Yeah, it's his uncle.
Oh. That is a great movie.
Is that who directed The Godfather? Because I don't want to mess that up. I think Francis Ford Coppola.
I think too.
That. Okay.
Hold on. Let me just check this up.
We don't have to take tweets for
good,
2 hours.
Good radio right here. Director Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank the Lord. I got that.
All right. So don't worry. We've still got a few more years of those Nicolas Cage movies. When was his last one? I mean, is he setting up for something? Do we know something? Or is this his way of saying, so if you want to offer me something, you only got this amount of time.
I'm wide open.
Very limited.
The last video I saw of him is when he was trying to help out the lead singer of Motley Crue, Vince Neil, when they had, looks like they had stayed up for two nights.
Yeah,
he's like, Vince, calm down, Vince, calm down.
Yeah.
That, it's such good video.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last thing I saw of him. Those two guys pulling a couple all-nighters in a row.
That'd be probably a good time to watch those two together.
For sure.
Right? Oh, some birthdays for you. We have got actors James Franco, Hayden Christensen, Tim Curry. Oh, my God. Love him so much. Ashley Judd, Kate Hudson, tennis player Maria Sharapova, singer Luis Miguel, and comedian Ali Wong. And that's what's happened.
The Southwest Airlines pilot, in a few minutes, who was the most amazing person in the world.
Oh. Unreal.
People are dumb at the top of the hour, and then Aisha Tyler joins us in studio right now. It's time for the Afro Line. 323-520-AFRO is the phone number, 24 hours a day. You can call on any topic, including Keep It 100.
Just so you guys know, every time you do Keep It 100, I request Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers. One day, you will be playing that song for Keep It 100. You're welcome.
We can block calls, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, we can, but here's the thing. Chances are pretty good we will have played that song right before, so then we can't play
and
it.
And right before
and
that.
Right.
And then right after.
Right.
So that probably won't happen.
Yeah. Hey, I just heard the news that you guys lost the Billboard.
Yeah.
How is that? You guys need, like, Billboard Viagra so you guys can keep it up for more than 30 days.
I mean, we picked a spot that it was vacant for a while, and we thought you could pay for 30 days, but then it'll just sit there unless somebody else buys it.
Right.
Somebody else bought it.
Yeah.
So they took it down right at the 30th day.
That stinks, but everybody driving home from Coachella saw your guy's billboard.
Right.
And if you're heading west on the 10, it's on the left side near Morongo.
Okay.
Everyone was texting me that I know is at Coachella. I saw the Kevin and Bean billboard. So that's good. Sorry, the other
guys. Hey, guys, I'm actually really sad about the billboard. This sucks. I want my Kevin and Dean billboard back. Give it back to me.
Oh, it's very emotional.
Right?
Yeah.
This is a van sighting.
Oh, my gosh. Just had a celebrity sighting. I was driving down a residential street in Hurricane, and I saw the Jinky van. I'm so excited. I almost turned around and followed it. Awesome.
Janky Van's a star, you guys.
Great news feedback.
Hey, guys, long-time listener. Really enjoy listening to great news. Lots of good stuff. But I can't help but think there's definitely room for some more Omar and, great poo.
I mean, I don't
think
we necessarily need...
I'm a chicken, and I love poo.
I mean, what's better than a kid laughing?
Nothing. Nothing is better than that. This guy tries to tell a joke.
Hey, guys, don't you think it's strange that The Weeknd is playing Coachella Friday night? I'll see myself out.
He was bailing on that before he started.
Yeah.
This guy can't remember why he called.
I'm so drunk, I forgot what I was going to say.
Hmm.
That's it?
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Allie. I hope it's moist.
No, sir.
I don't want to say that people have found that that's your weak spot, but people have found that's your weak spot.
I hate that word so much, Stryker.
The moist?
Ah! Sorry. Yes.
She hates that word. Just the word, the sound of it, just literally. And we've talked to other people, too, who have a physical reaction to it.
It's an awful word.
It's bizarre and it's wonderful.
What do you think about when you hear that word?
How dare you? Next call.
Next call is about Allie pretending
sorry,
that she, trying to hurt herself so she could get a cast, trying to get braces.
Uh-huh.
Why are women crazy?
Oh.
Podcast listener.
Hey, guys, it's me, podcast listener. I was dying of laughter listening to the new segment, Why Women Are Weird, because I, too, also wanted braces. And I would steal my sister's retainer, which is totally gross to say out loud. Sorry, Aaron. And I also wanted a cast. And during my brother's baseball game, I let my bestie, Maggie, shout out to my road dog, karate chopped me with her calf. And when that didn't work, I actually let her push me out of a tree, guys. I let her push me out of a tree. What the F is wrong with me? Needless to say, that didn't work either because my bones were obviously too awesome. What the heck is wrong with us?
She had her friend karate chop her and then push her out of a tree.
Correct.
Well, she sounds crazy.
Right? Not you, her.
Not me.
Right.
It's weird to think that the weirdest thing that there was about Stryker, at least what I used to think, was the fact that he had a tail. That guy is bananas.
Right. That guy is bananas, is right.
Stryker has a tail!
Hey, I thought Stryker's crazy, but he's a genius. Because, you know, Kevin is keeping him on if he acts crazy. So what does he do? He just keeps acting crazy. You keep it up, Stryker. You tell him that you get turned on by elbows and that you've never eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's crazy!
Well, it's... I never said anything about elbows, right?
No.
But does he know I've never had peanut butter? I've never tried it? He knows
madness.
That, right? The listener?
Are you doing what he's asking?
No. I've never tried peanut butter in my life. Never had it once.
I think you told me that once and I just dismissed it.
It's true.
It's not possible.
I've never had
register.
Coffee either.
Okay.
All right.
All
right.
Hey, what's up, guys? Stryker is pure gold, man.
Right.
Can we talk about the time where he slightly got kidnapped by a couple from Wisconsin? Come on, you guys really got to go over that. Come on, Stryker. Gold.
I mean, he did say that he was slightly kidnapped, and that seemed like a weird choice of two words to put together.
Yeah, he needs to catch up on his podcast, though, because he did tell that story.
Yeah, the 10-second is hitchhiking in the middle of nowhere. A couple from Wisconsin picked me up. I needed to go west.
Uh-huh.
And they said, all right. But then they went east. Mm. And they kept driving. I'm like, can I get out? They went through a few green lights at the red light. I got out.
Yeah. Save yourself.
Yeah.
So he was slightly kidnapped.
Unless they wanted to possibly have a threesome, which
maybe you bailed too early.
I may have bailed too early on that one.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours. Southwest Flight 1380 is endlessly fascinating.
Unbelievable. When it first hit the wire, day before yesterday, was it?
I think so, yeah.
And people were like, oh my God, this plane, and something happened, and a window was open, and someone almost got sucked out. I was like, come on. None of that happened. And the more you hear about this, the more insane it gets.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the pilot is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I've never heard somebody so calm. She may have been medicated, you guys.
She was not medicated, 100%. She's an incredible woman.
Yes.
Former Navy pilot that had gone through incredible training, but nothing prepares you for what she saw.
Here's the news story.
One of those pilots, Tammy Jo Schultz, brought the plane down safely. She was a Navy fighter pilot before. And so many were moved by these images. The pilot immediately going back into the cabin when they landed, hugging the passengers. Martha Raddatz tonight on the pilot and how passengers are now describing her.
As one of the first women to fly Navy fighter jets, Tammy Jo Schultz had exactly the kind of training for just this kind of emergency. Unflappable and deliberate, guiding her crippled jet in for a landing.
Now, I know it's an amazing story, but are you able to focus on what she's saying instead of how she's saying it?
She has a very distinct way of delivering the news.
Unflappable!
Kevin, not the
point. That's all I can focus on.
Okay, all right. Yes, sir, we're single engine descending, have a fire.
Once safely on the ground, she's seen here, hugging passengers after the flight.
She's phenomenal. She's amazing.
The training Schultz got back in the Navy was not always easy.
You can't ignore it, can you, Stryker?
I hate that both of you are just focusing on that.
I can't. I'm trying.
There's no other VO you could have lifted.
What she's saying is super important, and it's an amazing story.
Yes.
The way she's saying it is so distracting. All right, let's continue, because it's an amazing story.
Yeah.
Schultz trained in the F-18 at a time when female pilots were not allowed to fly with combat units.
That's insane, by the way.
Yeah.
That is insane that they literally said female pilots can't fly in combat.
In combat. They've changed it now. They can.
Get off the floor, Stryker.
But to have her, this woman,
right,
ready to go at a moment's notice, and they're like, but you got lady parts. I mean, come
on. And some male aviators were far from welcoming. Just after she left the Navy and pursued a career flying commercial airliners, combat positions were opened up to women who Schultz praised for their tenacity and professionalism.
Unflappable. All right, listen to this tape. This is the pilot talking to the tower.
Yeah.
And she's explaining that an engine has just exploded.
Yeah.
Is on fire.
Yeah.
There's a hole in the side of the airplane.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody's been sucked out. And listen to how unbelievably calm she is.
Southwest 1380. I understand your emergency. Let me know when you want to go in.
Yeah, we have a part of the aircraft missing, so we're going to need to slow down a bit.
She's we so have part calm. Of an aircraft missing.
So we're going to have to slow down a bit. She's just saying that like she's saying, I just had a sandwich.
Not we lost an engine, which is shocking and nobody wants that, but a part of the plane is missing.
So we need to slow down. I've never heard somebody so calm in all my life.
Southwest 1380, speed is your discretion. Maintain at any altitude above 3,000 feet, and you let me know when you want to turn base.
All right. Down to 3,000, 210 on the speed.
Absolutely. You just let me know anything you need.
Okay, could you have the medical meet us there on the runway as well? We've got injured passengers.
Injured passengers, okay. And is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing. They said there was a hole and someone went out.
Mm. A hole and someone went out.
And she's that calm.
Yeah. For people that don't know the story, first of all, what rock have you been under? But it was on its way from New York to Dallas. They were 30,000 feet in the air, 20 minutes into the flight, and one of the fan blades in the engine broke off and essentially exploded, and shrapnel hit a window, knocked out the window, and the air pressure, it was sucking the woman in that window seat out of the window, and people were grabbing onto her, trying to get her back in the plane. This is the most unreal story I've heard in so long.
And then when you hear that and then you listen to the pilot, you go,
how is she this calm?
How is she this calm? It's crazy.
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing. They said there was a hole and someone went out.
I'm sorry, you said there was a hole and somebody went out? Southwest 1380, it doesn't matter. We'll work it out there. So the airport's just off to your right. Report InSight, please.
InSight.
So sad, the lady who lost her life. Of all the, you know, I'm sure her family says, God, she chose another seat.
Yeah, just that one seat.
Yeah, and this, I think, is a, hearing how calm the pilot is, she clearly has ice water in her veins and is a professional. But everyone listening and people in this room, we've seen passengers who are jerks to the crew that check you in. They start screaming if the plane is late.
Yeah.
Overall, the airline industry, and I've flown a lot the last 4 years, is really, really good.
Yeah.
And there's lives at stake every time you go up. And it's not like the airline industry wants to make you 30 minutes late and have you miss your appointment that you have to get to. I wish everyone that travels would take a beat.
Agreed.
And you're flying a plane 30,000 feet in the air. Yeah. So many things can happen that you should be stress-free as possible to allow everyone around you to do their job.
Absolutely. When people complain, oh, we have to get a new plane. There's a mechanical problem. Or do you hear yourself? Yes, you have to get
I've
a
said
new
that
plane.
Before.
There's a mechanical problem.
I've said that before because it's like a 40-minute wait and you're annoyed by that.
Right.
But had you gone up with that mechanical problem, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
So that's what you want.
And the fact that this woman, Tammy Jo Schultz, after she landed this plane, she stood at the front, and as people were exiting, she was hugging and comforting them. That was her first instinct after landing the plane. That is a magical, strong woman right
I
there.
I agree.
Yep.
Have you seen her picture?
I have.
If a certain Kristen Wiig is not playing her, they are identical. They look so much alike. I need to see this movie immediately.
Sully got a movie.
He did.
When he landed in the river.
Absolutely.
Tell me what I'm distracted by in this next news tape.
Oh, good Lord.
Just, I'm, They're saying super serious words.
Okay.
Tell me what's distracting about this.
Jesse, new details about the deadly Bin Air explosion on a Southwest flight. Jennifer Reardon, a mother of two, was rushed to the hospital and later died.
What is that?
After being partially struck out of
the back. What's that synthesizer?
The plane. A passenger on board told the New York Times
that the
top
of the plane exploded.
I don't
know, but it's so out of place. I can't.
The window. And there was blood everywhere because she was hit by shrapnel that was coming off the engine.
Is that Atticus guy who did the score for...
It sounds like Trent Reznor, doesn't it?
Yeah.
With the help of an EMT named Andrew, abandoned their own...
I don't know how you're doing that story. Yeah, get me closer by 90 snails. I got a serious story to do.
What is this?
He later said that the pressure in the bottom of his back had been extreme the entire time.
I don't know, but it's a bad choice.
After hours, next Friday, 5 a.m.
It's a bad choice. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52. Allie McKay is here with What's Happening.
Kevin, I know that you're a Homeland guy.
Yes, love it.
What about you, Stryker?
You know, I have seen Homeland. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the most recent season.
Well, I got bad news for you.
Mm.
Claire Danes announced yesterday that Homeland will end with season 8. That's the upcoming season. Claire said that she's conflicted about the long-running terrorism drama series coming to an end, but she's ready, adding, quote, she's a lot. This Carrie freaking Matheson character. Like she's, I think she's just overplaying her. Like she's a lot. Yeah. She was a guest on Howard Stern yesterday, and she also announced that she's pregnant and in her second trimester. This will be her second child with her husband, Hugh Dancy, who was the lead in Hannibal, who was amazing. We've discussed my Hannibal love, but oh, so jealous that she gets to sleep with him. That's a whole other story right there. But good news, if you're a Wonder Woman fan, and I'm talking about the 70s Wonder Woman,
Linda Carter. Okay.
Here's the thing. Linda Carter is going to be in the upcoming Wonder Woman sequel.
All right.
Which is great news. Yeah. She broke the news yesterday saying she's been in talks with Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins. And apparently... the next movie will have Wonder Woman facing off against the Soviet Union during the 1980s. Timely! The sequel will reportedly be in theaters December 13th of 2019.
Okay, so a year from December.
I mean, chill out. You got some time.
I'll make a note.
Maybe.
Is she playing a super... is she going to play a superwoman as well?
I don't know.
What is she
doing?
Doesn't
say.
Are there more than one superwoman? There's only one superwoman.
Well, it's Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm. Not sure what was happening there. You okay?
She's super, though.
Supergirl. Very much.
Yeah. Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the CW.
Okay. And then Linda Carter.
Right.
Was the original
Linda
Wonder Woman.
Linda Lavin was from Alice. Linda
right.
Carter.
Yeah, she worked
Wonder
in a
woman.
Diner.
Okay.
Yeah, with Flo
right.
and,
okay.
I believe, Vera.
That's right, Vera.
Okay.
Right. Stowed
yeah.
dinghy.
Yeah. I got in trouble second grade because my babysitter would let me watch Alice. And one of the catchphrases of Flo the waitress, I decided to use on my teacher when she announced that our table would be the last to go to recess. I told that lady to kiss my grits. And they called my mom, and my mom laughed. She's like, my kid.
But the character right Flo would say that.
Yeah, Flo
okay,
said it.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Kiss my grits.
Right.
That was
oh,
a
yeah.
thing.
Forgot about that.
Because,
that was a thing.
Yeah, that was a thing. Look it up, kids. Old talkie. Jeff Daniels was on Conan O'Brien on Tuesday night, and he was there to promote the finale of his Hulu series. It's called The Looming Tower. Well, you've got Jeff Daniels there. You're going to talk a little Dumb and Dumber, right?
Yes.
So Conan asked him if he knew when he was filming it that this movie would become... so beloved and so iconic and on so many people's favorite movie list.
We knew 14-year-old boys would love it.
Right. Me.
But I wasn't prepared for the guys in their, you know, 70s with the tuxedo and the martini and the portfolio coming up and going, you know, Dumb and Dumber might be the best movie I know of.
And then who walks out the door to thunderous applause, but Jim Carrey. He was there to surprise him. He then, of course, says to Jeff, he's like, listen, you're in town. You didn't call. Conan informed me you were going to be here, so I stopped on by. But Jeff asks what talks about working on Dumb and Dumber, what a joy it was, even the sequel.
And it was such a joy. It was such a joy.
Did you guys know it was a blast? Even the second one.
We had a great time on the second one.
Okay, it wasn't as well received.
We don't know.
I love it so much. And then they were talking about how Jim Carrey really wanted an actor to play the role.
Is that right?
Because he didn't want a comic coming in because he can handle the comedy part as Lloyd. So he said when Jeff Daniels came in, he wound up being just the perfect casting for that. And he called him the most versatile actor working today and a comedic genius. And I mean, look at Jeff Daniels' career, what he has done. And then you think of him on the toilet in Dumb and Dumber.
It was always shocking to me that he did that movie.
Yeah.
Those movies. It was always shocking.
Oh, it's so
like,
good.
What is he doing? And
honestly,
then he was great.
So good. Probably, I'd say that's a top 10 movie for me. I drove my dad and a few of his friends. They were having like a poker night, but like a guy's night. Hanging out, having drinks, and that movie came out, and my dad was like, let's go see it. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to drive my dad and his drunk friends to see Dumb and Dumber. I'm in the theater, and about 10 minutes in, I hear, my dad,
your dad brought
in
beer.
Beers. Him and his awesome. Friends. I have never heard my father laugh in a movie. This is a man, Mel Brooks is his hero. So he loves him the Blazing Saddles. He loves himself the Young Frankenstein.
Sure.
Until Dumb and Dumber, I had never heard this man laugh to the point where I was like, do I need to get a medical attention? This is concerning. So that's probably why it has a special place in my heart, too.
Sure.
Because I got to drive my drunk dad.
That's sort of weird.
It is totally weird. Yeah. The next day I was like, wow, Mom, I drove Dad and his friends to go see a movie because they were drunk. She's like, hey, honey, you do what you got to do. You know? Not sure why she's from Minnesota.
Then. I don't know why either.
Some birthdays for you. Actor James Franco, actress Kate Hudson, actor Hayden Christensen, Tim Curry. Good Lord, what a master. Ashley Judd, Maria Sharapova, Luis Miguel, and Ali Wong. And that's what's happening.
Aisha Tyler joins us in studio in a few minutes to talk a lot of different things. She's always got about 15 things going on.
At least, yeah.
Busiest person we know, so she's going to be here in just a few minutes. But first, people are dumb.
People are dumb. They're so stupid. They're so dumb. I can't believe how dumb. Does anyone find it a little ironic that Kevin Ryder is hosting this bit? Yes, people are dumb.
First story comes to us from, I know, hard to believe, Florida. A man's own dashboard camera lands him in jail. A Florida man ended up in jail after his dashboard camera showed police more than he intended. 25-year-old Xavier Moran was involved in a crash on April 5th. He told the sheriff's deputy that he had been cut off by another vehicle and he could prove it with his dash cam. The officer said, would you please sign here so that we can review the footage? He said, absolutely. They went through the footage and they found him burglarizing a beauty store.
Oh.
The video showed him taking a baseball bat from the trunk and using the bat to break the glass door to the store.
Oops.
He was arrested Tuesday on burglary charges.
People are dumb when they give videos of themselves committing crimes to the police. I couldn't believe it that anyone's this stupid, but it happened in Florida. Now I know it's real. Yes, people are dumb.
Police in Georgia shared security footage of a GameStop burglar who tried to conceal his face with an unusual disguise, a clear plastic wrapper. It was clear plastic. The St. Mary's Police Department posted the video to Facebook showing security camera footage from Thursday night's burglary. The video shows the male suspect wearing the plastic wrapper from a package of bottled water over his head, completely failing to hide his face.
Oh, sweetie. People are dumb when they rob a store with a clear mask. What the hell is going on? You're dumb. Should have worn one of those old-timey masks that just go around your eyes. Oh, you're a dumbass. Yes, people are dumb.
A federal judge sentenced 23-year-old man to more than 10 years in federal prison on Monday for his role in a bold string of armed robberies in Anchorage, Alaska, over 1 week in August 2016. During the spree, he and his childhood friend hit a gas station, a downtown bank, and in four other places. They both pleaded guilty in federal court. Prosecutors said the case was unusual because the illegal sawed-off shotgun involved and the pace of the robbery, six in a week, and the evidence they found on his phone. They looked in his search history and found two searches, how to rob a bank and how to sell stolen diamonds.
People are dumb when they Google how to rob a bank and then they get caught. Man, you're going to jail. Now you should Google how to escape from jail. And you should also Google how to protect your butt. Yes, people are dumb.
And our final story comes to us from Australia. A woman blew every last cent of her father's inheritance money within just 9 months. She was cut out of his will entirely. Brody Bond says that she thought that her father and her were estranged. She knew that, but she was entitled to a large chunk of his money. Even though he hadn't been in my life, he's still my dad. And the grief I was going through at the time, I should have benefited from that, she said. She finally received money in 2016, $220,000, and she spent most of it on meth.
Oh, no.
The rest of it on clothes and a car that she wrecked. All of it gone in 9 months. Here she is.
So she contested the will and was successful, scoring a $220,000 payday. The money could have heralded the start of a new life for the 28-year-old, but she blew every last cent of the inheritance on clothes and drugs.
Out of that money, probably $150,000. Went to ICE in less than a year.
Where were you shopping?
All the big clothes shops, Supreme, JJ's, Best and Less, Kmart.
I'm sorry, what?
what?
Did she say Kmart?
Yeah. Yes.
People are dumb when they spend all their inheritance on a lot of drugs. Oh, you're so dumb. But to be honest, I would have done the same thing. But my problem with this story is why you shopping at Kmart. Yes, people are dumb.
Stryker, do you know if Allie's available to handle my Twitter beefs?
Allie is very good at beefs on Twitter. Are you available, Allie? We can go right to her.
Ask her what the cost would be for me to fight some fights for me on Twitter.
Allie, what do you think? How much to fight beefs for Kevin on Twitter? What's your rate? 150 roses?
Friends discount.
Okay. Yo. All right.
Why do you ask?
Well, yesterday you were fighting with Baby Driver.
Listen.
What happened there?
I wasn't fighting with him. This kid, right. Ansel Elgort is his name.
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted, "I effing hate LA and celebrity culture." Sure. I can leave it.
Right. But hold on. Let me just... Did he do that to you?
No, he didn't. He didn't.
He
this
did
was
it in
just
general.
To everyone. Okay. And of course, all his little, you know, fangirls and fanboys were like, oh, I hate LA too. It's the word. I mean, I've never been there. But yeah, if you say bad, I hate it too. Here's the thing. I'm an LA native, born and raised. Stryker, LA yep, native, same. Born and raised. We are very, very protective of Los Angeles.
Right.
Because we know in LA that people like this young man, Ansel, doesn't know. We know the LA that we grew up in, the best LA ever, and we're protective of that. It's the D-bags that move here. And then, well, here's my tweet back to him, at Allie McKay. I wrote, born and raised here. We're not too fond of a-holes that move here and then S on it either.
Good, Allie. So, thank you for
so
that.
So I did a little XO to him at the end. But it's the whole thing, like, someone makes fun of your brother, you're like, F you, you can't make right. fun of my brother. I can all damn day long.
Right.
You cannot. But here's the thing. People that move here and then either, obviously, this guy's doing pretty well in his career. He's
I
got
would
Baby
think so.
Driver, Fault in Our Stars. He's a great actor. He's got a DJ thing that
he's
he
trying
does
to be
as
a
well.
DJ. Maybe that's not going over as well. I don't
know. I don't know. But I find that a lot of people really like to... S on LA,
right.
just to do it because it's the thing. And then when I found out that mofo was from New York City, I was like, that is it. That right. is it. Because it's always people from New York.
That ruin everything.
F you with your huge rats and your tiny little apartment that you're paying $1 billion for. You're upset about sunshine and huge yards. F you. So anyway, I just responded to him, and people seem to enjoy it.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I did, too. Yeah. He writes, as Allie said, he hates celebrity culture. Well,
you
listen,
are.
Listen, okay, get out of the business.
Yes.
Don't be a DJ.
Right.
Go work at Rite Aid in Boise.
Right.
And see how you like that, standing on your feet, a real job, which is tough to do. Get out of New York. Get out of L.A.
Yeah.
And as Ali said, I'm born and raised here. I was born in the Church of Scientology building.
Me too, Cedars of Lebanon.
Yes.
What the hell just happened? On Sunset Boulevard.
We just took a hard left.
Here's the thing. Whenever I drive down Sunset Boulevard, I point to the Church of Scientology, and I just look at whoever's in the car, and I go, I was born there.
Because it used to be a hospital.
It was Cedars of Lebanon, then they transferred everything over to Cedars Sinai.
Right. But our city, and people listening know this, there are some bad humans here.
Of course.
The inclusiveness, is that the right word, is very strong here.
I agree.
I mean, there are different cultures.
Yeah.
And it is so – this. I love L.A.
Oh, people that say there's no culture, there's no diversity, get out of whatever bubble you are living in.
Yeah.
People in these comments were like, oh, the museums here are awful. Really? Really? Let's talk. Let's talk arts and culture and music. We have it in – droves in spades. What is that? What you say? Whatever. Here's my thing. F you, Ansel. It's very simple. Get the F out.
Yeah.
Leave. Leave the business. Whatever. If you're having a rough day, I'm sorry, but you know what? No, you don't. You don't S on a city and a community that is as vibrant and beautiful as ours. I will cut you, baby driver. All right, I won't. But I was a little heated last night. I also had a soda late in the day, so I was
a sugar rush.
I was a little caffeinated when I saw it, and then I couldn't get to sleep because I was getting madder and madder.
Now,
because I really liked Baby Driver.
Same. So you're angry that you loved it.
Now I'm mad at him,
and he's talking to us about the city.
Yes.
It's not just S about the city, which I don't like, but it's, oh, people are so fake. I feel like I'm back in middle school, he also wrote on Twitter.
Mm.
And just the whole hating celebrity culture. I mean,
he needs to make new friends.
Right.
Make new friends out of the business. I have the same friends from elementary, and you guys met my friends from high school that I bring to all the events.
Crazy.
Yeah, they're nuts. But that's my home. That's my family. You talk S about my home and my family, I'm coming for you, baby. Take out the headphones. It is on, mofo.
Get it, Allie McKay.
Ask her if I have to pay more for caffeinated, Allie.
I feel like I can hear Kevin, but if you want to relay that to me,
I don't know how I'm becoming the messenger.
You're the conduit.
I'm afraid to talk directly to her. Hey, Aisha Tyler, how are you?
I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me in.
Did you run a red light this morning?
I broke a variety of laws.
Okay.
What is the statute of limitations
I think it's,
on traffic violations?
I think if they don't catch you doing it.
Yeah, you're free and
okay,
clear.
Okay, good.
You're good.
Good. Okay, yeah,
but
they have to
we're
be aware.
We're guessing that, but go ahead and
Well, no, I just, have you ever talked about this on the air before, that there's this hell light, like, right by your building?
Right by our building.
Yes.
It's a red arrow, and it's red for 25
for
minutes.
Hours.
Yeah.
And then it's green for none, for what's, I don't know, what's shorter than a millisecond? A nanosecond?
It's just long enough for the first car to realize, oh, it's green, and then by that point it's red.
It's green long enough for the first car to realize, I missed it completely. So I was like, can I go up on the sidewalk? I literally was thinking of like a variety. I was like, what if I go up like I'm in that driveway, and then I act like I didn't realize that it wasn't my driveway, and then I just kind of pull on the sidewalk and I thought of 100 things, and I was afraid to take a side street because I was afraid it was like not going to come back to the right way. So I went into the bus lane and I just completely drafted the bus.
I mean, you have to. Sometimes you have to do that.
Like a total jerk.
I ran that light for every day for 4 years probably.
Right.
And then I finally learned if you go straight, you can just U-turn legally and then turn right.
See?
Because at the morning time at 5:30, there's no one out.
There's no one out there. Well,
I'm sure there's people there now. It's sprinkling.
The other exciting thing about rush hour in L.A. is it's like a cataclysmic occurrence. Like, there's no traffic at 6:59, and at 7:01, you're never getting home
it's
for the rest of your life. So, and it's raining right now, so people are, you know, alternately running into the street, screaming, crying, flinging their clothes off because they don't understand why God is crying. So
it's been quite the ordeal.
It was really, really painful, very stressful. I was sweating. So I was sweating in a very masculine way. I was sweating. I was like, gushing. Why is this happening to me? I was like, oh, this is what physical stress feels like. I'm about to have a heart attack. Anybody? Anyway, somebody call 911.
Well, unfortunately, that corner is like that always.
Okay.
So everyone that sits there starts
thinking of how many laws they need to break to get where they're going.
The next time I come here, if I don't get arrested on the way home, or if my face isn't up on the wall with a line through it as someone who can't get here on time, I'm going to like come up with, I want you guys to give me the strategy. Like, what is the path here where I'm not going to be trapped in this hellscape at the crossroads
it
at the
is
corner
ridiculous.
Of the building? I'm going to just come in from behind. That is what he said.
Wow.
That's real early. Guys.
Yeah.
Well, I like to keep it super classy for breakfast.
You do. Right? That's what we love about
for
you.
For your morning commute. For your morning commute.
We're glad to have you back.
I'm really happy to be
the
back.
Last time you were talking about Access, your movie.
I was talking about my movie, yes. Which was was just, we're having a little tiny theatrical release. Mm-hmm. Right? Just two cities, LA and New York.
Right.
And now. It's out everywhere.
For people who haven't seen the trailer for it, explain what Access is.
Access is a very unusual movie. It's a thriller. It's about a guy, a young actor who's had a lot of success in his life very early. We know people like that in the real world. And he hasn't been on his best behavior. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, if you're young and you have a lot of money and you're good looking and people are flinging themselves at you, maybe you wouldn't be on your best behavior. I mean, I'm not on my best behavior now. No one's flinging themselves at me.
I mean, I feel like if I was young and super famous, I would not have handled it well.
No.
I'm lucky that I wasn't.
Which I don't think most people can. I think that, you know, being young and having kind of a lot of resources and power and access, probably most of us wouldn't behave well. In college, I was an animal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's probably the time in your life. And I had no money at all. You know, I guess like that's the time in your life where you kind of don't make the best choices. He's a little older now and he's trying to be a better person, a better version of himself. He's trying to repair his relationships with his family and his loved ones. But on this one day when he's on his way to start a huge movie, like a big blockbuster movie, everything starts to come crashing down around him.
He stops at this corner out here and he can't turn left.
He stops at this corner right here and he can't turn left. And then that is the beginning of absolute mayhem.
That's part two for the movie.
Exactly.
Right?
That's Access to the Axoning. he's trying to hold to his relationships with his family, his father, his girlfriend, his the people he works with together as everything slowly starts to crumble. So it's about a guy trying to hold on to his life, his sobriety. Which sounds like it'd be very somber, but it's actually really funny. It's very darkly funny. Mm-hmm.
And it all takes place in a car.
The whole movie takes place in a car driving through L.A. from downtown, from Elysian Park to the beach. So it's got this one set, which is like, you know, the car driving through L.A., but it's got this big, beautiful, golden set of L.A., like all of Los Angeles, which was a love letter for me to L.A. Yeah. You know, I always feel like we see, you know, the Beverly Hills and the kind of the palm trees of L.A., but we don't see all the other parts that connect the city together. And so much of L.A. is beautiful in different ways. So you see all of L.A. You see every neighborhood from downtown to the beach.
And what's so cool is your career has been many years and so much success, yet you're like the backbone of the whole operation of this movie to get it going, raising the money.
Oh, thank you for that. You're the best. You can just come home with me and tell my mom what you said. This was very much a guerrilla operation, which was actually kind of nice because I had a lot of creative control. You know, we could have gone through the traditional filmmaking path of going to like a studio or whatever, but it's a really weird movie. It's a movie about a guy in a car, and I really wanted to stay true to the spirit of the film. And, you know, you take it to the studio, and they're like, we love the idea, but could it be, could we just get rid of that actor and can we get somebody famous in it? And then,
and not in a car.
Could it not be in a car? could it be more action? Can they be shooting? Can they have a sex scene? You know, that is not your movie anymore.
Yeah.
So crowdfunding it on Kickstarter meant that I could make exactly the movie that I wanted to make on my own timetable. And I didn't have a lot of time to make this movie. I made it in a week. A week that I was on hiatus for a week.
1 week to make a whole
7
movie.
Days.
Well, it's the only time you had, though, right?
It was the only week I had off in 2016. So I was like, if I don't make it this week, I won't make it until next year.
Did any part of you say, hey, I need a week off?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm insane. We've established I'm a crazy person, right? Okay, good. So it's just we're all on the same page.
We were talking just before you came in. I was trying to get a grip on your bio last night.
Yeah.
I was like, it's impossible to get your hands around what
I'm
this woman has
insane
done.
Person.
It's just crazy.
Just write in red letters, crazy.
How have you not gone off the deep end? And I mean that seriously. Mm-hmm. You said in college you were a little crazy, but then so much success, but you've maintained this crazy focus at the same time.
Just acute, crippling workaholism. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just a workaholic, and I derive my satisfaction from accomplishment. And I don't mean like, I've done this, look at my, but just, I like executing. And I think I like to be challenged. I like to challenge myself. And I think no one is ever going to do that for me. Do you know what I mean? No one's ever going to kind of get you up in the morning and
feeling.
Get stuff done, you know?
Yeah.
So, and, you know, this is a unique business. It's hard to be successful in it on any level, in any area.
Yeah.
So I'm just always pushing myself to do what I can. And if it doesn't work out, I try something else. I mean, that's really my philosophy.
Let me ask you about that, because I was having lunch with a friend of mine yesterday, and he was talking about he doesn't have deadlines on him, and he just can't motivate.
Yeah.
It's really difficult for him to motivate himself.
I think that's like almost every human being on the planet. When I first moved to LA, I had a day job and I was doing stand-up at night. And then the day job went away. And then I just was home all day. And I would say it took me a full year not to just be like eating cake and watching Nickelodeon Junior, just like aggressively watching programming way below my intellectual level. I have seen every episode of Little Bear like 100 times. And then I would think that like it was doing something, like I'm going to make a layer cake. You have no, are you selling it? Because otherwise it's not a job. Do you know what I mean? Like you're not really doing anything. It took me a long time to realize like if I don't make myself do it, no one will.
Right.
But it wasn't overnight. You know, it took me a really long time to get it together.
That's Aisha Tyler. Here, early stand-up when you got here. Was the goal stand-up or was the goal stand-up? Maybe I'll get a sitcom. Maybe I can be a TV host.
I remember when I was a baby comic, because I started doing stand-up in San Francisco.
Okay.
I was like, I just want to be a working comic. Like, if I can just make money doing stand-up, that'll be great.
You would have been happy with that.
I would have been happy with that. And I was like, I don't need to be Jennifer Aniston. Like, I just want to, like, you know, work and pay my bills.
And you ended up on Friends, though.
I did end up on Friends. Still not Jennifer Aniston, but we'll talk about that later. And then, like, I feel like this maybe is true for a lot of people. You hit a goal, and then you either kind of give up or you move the goalpost. So it was really just, and you just have this ever increasing kind of asymmetric growth in your skill set. You learn something, and then you realize, oh, now that I know this thing, maybe I could apply it to this. And that's really been my whole life. I didn't set out to be an author. I didn't set out to be an actor. I didn't set out to be a director. I learned things, and then I thought, oh, this is so interesting. Maybe I could do that. And then I tried it. Sometimes a lot of stuff I have done has not worked, by the way. I mean, the only way you learn is by failing spectacularly and then kind of growing from that stuff.
I feel like that's a lie. Everything you've done
things have sucked so
you
bad.
You post.
Oh, my God. There's a steaming pile of fecal matter in my closet that nobody can see. Leaking out under the door.
Oh. I mean, I think people, if they just was one of the voices on Archer, that would be the most amazing career. And then you look at it. It's enough.
I am a grubby bastard. I agree.
Have something.
I want everything. I want all the stuff. No, but I mean, here's the other thing. It also comes from fear, because I grew up, you know, poor, and I had several times in my career where, okay, I was once on two shows, and then I quit one, and then one got canceled almost immediately after that, and then I was on no shows, and I remember thinking, I'm never going to let that happen again.
Right?
Wow.
So I was like, I'm going to get so many jobs that even if three of them go, I'll still have one job left.
Wow.
And that's, you know, and I just also like, I want to do everything I can do.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I mean, someone still has to say yes to me. I can't be like, guys, I'd really love to be on Friends if you could work that out.
I mean, I feel like you are.
That wasn't how it went down. That wasn't at all how it went down.
Can you stick around for one more break?
I would really love it. Yes.
Aisha Tyler is here. We'll be right back. Aisha Tyler is here.
Yay! I love you guys.
Just doing a little review of Coachella.
We were doing our coach debrief. Did you guys talk about it on the air already?
We did.
What was your favorite moment from Coach?
I'm going to tell you what my favorite moment is, and I'm not positive that it was my favorite moment, but I think it was. Okay.
We all feel the same way.
Okay, I heard about this band called Dreams, and I didn't know anything about them.
Yeah.
So I knew that Dave was going, our producer, King of Mexico, and I said, okay, I'll meet you there. So then I went there, and there were only about 150 people, 200 people there.
Oh, okay.
In the Mojave tent. It was a huge tent.
It was a big tent.
Lead singer, a guy from Empire of the Sun,
right?
And Silverchair.
Oh,
and they had a band together.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, and it was, I was maybe drunk.
Maybe.
And it was great.
And it was great.
Now I have to figure out like what part of the great was the alcohol and what part of the great was the band. I don't know, but I really enjoyed it.
The ineffable great that was just like being at Coachella listening to live music,
true.
Which is just so
which
fun.
I love. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But it's not like I can make a plan at Coachella. It never works to make a plan. It doesn't matter. I can have 15 bands. I have it all plotted out.
I had it on my phone and my favorites and my schedule.
And you're getting the
my phone's
updates,
full of alerts.
Right?
Didn't see one of them. The next morning, I'm like, oh, guys, I missed Cardi B. I don't know how that happened.
I finally gave up this year. I was just like, it's not worth putting all that work into because I'm not going to be able to keep a schedule.
I really wanted to see Jadena, And I was standing in VIP, and I could see Jadena's tent. I was like, Jadena's going on. That is a long way to walk. I was looking at. I was like, yeah, I can hear him. He's coming on. He's coming on right now. Okie doke. Where's the bar?
What was your average bedtime at Coachella?
3:30.
That's not 3:30, that bad,
which I thought
really.
was adult. I'm
that's
grown
being
up.
Disciplined.
Yes, that was it, guys. I'm going to bed now. You guys stay up till the sun comes up if you want to. 3:34 felt like I could get like 5 or 6 hours of sleep and not be wrecked. I mean, it's demanding, that festival.
It
you
is.
Do a lot of walking, even if you just stay at the main tent. You still walk a long time just to get into the festival.
That's right.
You walk a long time to get food.
Yep.
You walk and then stand for several hours to pee.
Yeah, true.
I was everything. I was just like, oh, there, that's over there. Okay, that looks fun, guys.
That's enjoy, a long
enjoy,
ways.
Enjoy yourselves.
It was a lot further apart than last year, too. I mean, they expanded it a great deal. I think probably so that more people could get in.
Yeah, it was a lot bigger. I also lost something. Almost everybody in my group either was robbed or lost something.
Oh,
what did you
so
lose?
I lost my wallet on Friday.
No.
My friend had her phone stolen. Actually, my wallet was nicked. Like, you can't set.
Nicked.
It was nicked. You can't set anything down.
Yeah.
So, like, I set my thing down for, like, a second, and then it was just gone. You know what I mean? And I think you kind of feel like if somebody spent $1,000 to get into this festival, they're not pickpocketing. But I guess if someone spends $1,000 to get into a festival and they steal 100 phones, they made $10,000 or something like that.
I think that's
that,
a real
you know?
Thing, yeah.
So if you guys go to Coachella next year, people who are listening, like, secret your stuff away. Because we saw somebody steal a wallet out of a phone out of someone's purse. Just, like, straight, like,
really? You saw them take it.
Testicular fortitude. Just stuck his hand in her purse and pulled it out. We all saw him, and he must have had an accomplice because he's like, I don't have your phone. But you know how someone, if I didn't have your phone,
did you
like,
call
I
him
don't
out?
Have your phone. But he was like, I don't have your phone, and then he tried to run away like that. So,
I can see Aisha Tyler chasing somebody down
we had
for a phone.
It was like a scene from a movie. It was like, Warriors come out to play, yay, because we were around him, pushing him and trying to get this phone back, but we never did. He was sinister. So that's something I think people don't think about. And then people are drinking and they're partying and then they're like, I lost my phone. But probably somebody pulled it out of your back pocket.
Yeah, that probably happens more. And that way you can explain away all the stuff that happened because you were drunk. You can say,
exactly.
I got pickpocketed.
That's why.
Somebody
guys.
Stole it. It's
someone
not that I,
stole my phone.
It's not that I lost
that's
it.
That's why I didn't get home until 7 in the morning.
All right, we talked about
looking for my phone.
We talked about the movie Axis, which is available now on iTunes and on Amazon.
Yes. And all Amazon On Demand, iTunes, and all of your on-demand options if you have cable on demand, everywhere.
Let's talk Archer.
Let's talk about Archer.
Coming back next week.
Yes, the 25th of April, season 9.
Tell me about that gig.
Danger Island is the name of this season. It's one of the greatest things that I've ever done with my creative life. I love it. I mean, I can't take credit for it because I don't write it, but I'm very grateful to be a part of it. Especially, I'm sure I've told you guys this before. When I was on TalkSoup, I was an insane C-Lab 2020 fan for, you know, the 11 people that have seen that show. They took the old C-Lab 20, what was the old C-Lab 2023. They took the old C-Lab and they just like replaced all the dialogue with filthy, terrible things. And, you know, someone was having sex with a mop that had a bucket on it. It was like a face was dry. I mean, it was just like so crazy. And so when I got the pilot script, I thought, oh God, I'll just get to meet the C-Lab guys. This show's never getting on the air. I mean, it's funny.
Ridiculous,
it's so ridiculous. It's so dirty. It's so smart. It will never make it on the air. And I remember when it got picked up, like I was pleasantly shocked, but shocked. It's just such a unique show. And the fact that we're in season 9 is like such a delight.
And already picked up for next season as well.
We'll be back for season 10. Yes. And, you know, Adam Reed, who created, you know, the show with Matt Thompson and who writes every script, is amusing, you know, the heck out of himself. Mm-hmm. So we stopped being spies after a while, and then we were drug dealers, and then we were running, you know, a banana republic, and we were in a truck and convoy across the USA, and then we were privatized in Los Angeles, and then we were in 1920s LA, and now we're on Danger Island.
Danger Island. Tell us about Danger Island.
Danger Island is filled with lots of dangers.
Uh-huh. Isn't
and it's an island?
And it's an island.
Okay. All right.
It's an island filled with danger. I can't actually say her name. Like every time I do it when we're recording, I have to say it like 30 times. Princess Lana Leokulani. Lana Leokulani? Lana Leokulani? I think that's what it is. And I'm from the princess of this island. And
sure.
I may or may not be up to nefarious things.
So you are.
So
it's just like
am.
Your Coachella experience.
Just like my Coachella experience. I'm running around in flat sandals and a sarong. looking for my stuff and commanding people around me to bring me my idol.
All right, before you go.
Yes.
true or not, you wrote a horror script.
I just finished a horror script that I'm putting together for this year. Yes. So,
can you say anything else about it?
I will say that, I love smart horror. I'm not one of those people who loves like slasher movies or like, you know, kind of gore porn.
More of like a psychological thriller.
Yeah, a psychological thriller that says something about our culture, how we see ourselves as human beings. I mean, two sensational horror movies that are out right now or have been out in the last year, obviously, Get Out and A Quiet Place. Yes. These movies that have this elevated approach to horror.
Right.
Or even something as unusual as Don't Breathe. That was about, kind of the people that we victimize turning the tables on us. And
right.
I love those really elevated. So this is a movie like that. It's very spooky. It's a couple goes to another country and they think it's going to be one way and it's another. But it really says a lot about how we perceive other cultures and how we see ourselves and kind of how we tend to kind of infantilize or make quaint other cultures and how we perceive them as Americans or as Westerners and how they might not be everything we think they
All
are.
Right.
It's really cool. It's scary. It's beautiful. So I'm shooting at the end of this year and, in between that, 43 shows. You know,
yeah. How can he not be inspired by you? I mean, it is incredible for anyone that moves to LA to be famous. They need to just look at what you do and how you do it and just take notes because this ain't easy to do what you do.
I would just say to people, don't want to be famous because it's probably not going to happen. And I don't mean like I'm being a jerk, like, the door's closed, guys.
Yeah.
But we're famous K-Rock. The doors are closed. No one else is getting in here. But more like just aspire to satisfy yourself, to create meaningful work, to make yourself happy, to be invested and engaged. And probably what you do at the very least will make you happy. And if you do your best work, you may achieve some notoriety for it. But if your goal is fame, you'll probably be heartbroken.
Yeah.
And then what was the point? You know. So in the beginning, I didn't want to be Jennifer Aniston. Like I said, I just wanted to work. And my goal has always just been to work. That's my primary goal, to stay working. So.
Good job.
All right, can we do 60 seconds with you before you go?
I will do anything you guys want me to do.
Rapid fire questions. Here we go. How much money do you have on you right now?
I have to look. 60 seconds. Shall I guess?
No, just
okay.
guess.
I don't know, about $220.
All right, dog kisses on the mouth, yes or no?
No way, bro. They lick their mouth.
What's the thing most people would find surprising about you?
I speak multiple languages.
What were you like in high school?
I was a super nerd.
What is the most embarrassing TV show you enjoy?
Oh, wow. Oh, Naked and Afraid. Oh, I love that show.
Have you ever been in a fight?
No, but I have been punched. I was bullied a lot.
Wow. Were you afraid your career was all downhill after you started Weird Al's music video for the song Tacky?
That was mid-downhill. I had already been. I was mid-roll.
What's the last thing you searched for on Google?
Oh, God, I searched on Google so much I couldn't tell you. I don't know, porn, probably.
What's the first album you ever bought?
Oh, Metallica's Kill 'Em All. Yes.
What's the movie you can rewatch the most?
Die Hard.
Die Hard. We didn't think of Die Hard. We had this conversation last night.
That is a classic. That movie holds up so beautifully.
Yes, it does.
We had a whole conversation about that, and no one brought up Die Hard.
What was the conversation about?
Now we have to change our list.
Just most rewatchable movies.
That one and the first Terminator.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Are my most rewatched.
Interesting.
Films. Yeah, those were my seminal years. I grew up on those movies. You know what I mean? I can recite all of the dialogue. Well, only just all of Arnold's dialogue. He only has like 7 lines.
Aisha, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
I love you guys so much.
Again,
Thank
the movie
you.
Is Access now on iTunes and on demand on Amazon and everywhere else. And Archer comes back next Wednesday, April 25th at 10 p.m. on FXX. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate
Thank you for having.
Let's talk about hoarding stuff because it seems like we all have a story. The story that. Got us thinking about this is Necco wafers. There's a Florida woman who says she offered her Honda Accord for Necco wafers.
Because those are probably going away, which is the reason why she did that.
Now, are Necco wafers that good?
Nope.
Yes. I mean, just eat chalk.
It's sort of chalky.
Right? Same thing.
I bought Necco wafers as recently as 3 weeks ago.
You did?
I did.
But she said they were in 2000. She said that she offered her 2003 car for a box of them because they were going away.
Right.
And then everybody started chiming in with their own stories of when this was going away. Remember, we sent an intern out for Four Loko. Because it was going away. So the intern was buying as much Four Loko as they could. Why? You don't have an endless supply. Clearly, it's going away.
But if it's something you love,
yeah,
why not get as much of it as possible before it does go away. Maybe you'll have enough for a few years. Maybe you'll have enough for 10 years. Who knows? Depending on what it is, obviously.
Necco wafers will last forever.
Well, yeah.
Because they're chalk.
And they taste the same fresh
or
30 years old.
Yeah. Did you hoard? What did you hoard?
I hoarded a shampoo and conditioner. It was made by Revlon, and it was called Outrageous Moisture Rich Shampoo.
How do you use the word moisture like that?
Moisture rich. Okay, go ahead. Different than just the word
okay.
Moist. Here's the thing about the shampoo. It smelled so good. Like, I have never in my life smelled a shampoo this good. I have very thick, porous hair. So if I'm anywhere camping, which is very rare, but if there's like a fire set up, my hair will smell like campfire for a week. Doesn't matter how many times I shampoo.
Right.
This shampoo, I'm telling you, this is not a joke. On a weekly basis, people would be like, oh my God, what is that? I'm like, it's my hair, yo. It smells.
Did you say it's my hair, yo?
I did. Okay. I did. And then I would go to CVS and they'd have less and less. And then finally I asked one day, I'm like, hey, are you going to restock those? No, it's discontinued. What?
So now the chase is on.
There are women listening to this that were in high school in the 90s that are going, dude, I missed that Revlon Outrageous. It smells so good. And don't be fooled by Amazon.com and other places that have it for sale. It is not the same.
How much did you spend to get it?
Oh,
and how many bottles did you get?
I probably had 30 bottles.
Good for you.
Wow.
Of shampoo and 30 of conditioner.
That's expensive right there, too.
Yes.
But worth it.
But let's be honest, it was like maybe $3 or $4. It wasn't really high-end stuff, but it smelled so good. I'm telling you.
You still smell good, yo.
Oh, thank you so much, Stryker.
You're welcome.
We're going to take your calls if you hoarded something because it was being discontinued at 1-800-520-1067. Stryker?
All right. So I'm a little OCD in certain things in life, if you haven't noticed yet. One is lip care. And it would be chapstick. I have an indoor chapstick and I have an outdoor. The indoor is a blue tube and the outdoor, which I really loved, was this yellow tube of, I think it was called Hawaiian Islands. And I got it for free one day and I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would buy it at stores, surf shops, I would buy it online. And then all of a sudden, they said they were out. And so I started panicking. Because I panic if I don't have the chapstick, the stuff in my pocket. If I am anywhere, and I will run back to my car. If
that's
I'm in a
very
movie,
OCD.
I will leave the movie.
You will.
I will leave the movie to get to my car, to grab the blue, to put it on while watching. It's a sickness. It's bad. I understand this. It's not good.
Okay.
They discontinued the yellow.
Oh, no.
I was in total panic. The effort.
Okay, hold on. Let me just clarify. Okay. This chapstick is not exceptional. It wasn't Ali shampoo.
No.
It's just
it made me feel
average
like
chapstick, my but you were, liked it.
I liked it, and I thought my lips were really being protected.
But it
outside.
Wasn't expensive. It wasn't
no,
good. There was nothing about it.
I think it was. I don't know the difference between good lip
That's
balm
my
and
point.
Bad lip balm.
That's
I have
my
no
point.
Idea. But the effort. I could have, if I would have put in that effort working out at the gym or applied it to my career, I'd be on NBC late night hosting right now. The money I spent, I called every surf shop where I thought they would have it. Every island in Hawaii, I called every surf shop. So I got every tube in the United States of America sent to my house.
How many tubes?
Right around 75 tubes.
That's all?
Yeah, that's all there was left. The company was done. Mm. So they thought I was completely nuts. Can you send me every tube? I don't care what it costs. I'll pay for shipping twice the amount. I got them all. They're all gone now because they expired, and I did find a new one.
Did you spend time like not putting on quite as much because you didn't want to use it up?
Yeah, were you rationing?
Right.
I was not only rationing. I got in an argument with my wife because I asked her to hold a tube before a movie.
Oh, no.
And
because
she lost it.
She had the purse and she lost it. Which made
how
me
are you
lose
still
it.
Married?
It's very.
How
I don't
are you
know
still
how
alive?
She puts up with me. I honestly, because it is insane. But yeah, so I hoarded all those chapsticks and it does. It's insane, I know. But yeah, I've hoarded.
That's crazy.
Because it's out of business.
Craziness. I'm just the Four Loko one. That's all, yeah. That's all I got. All right, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls. All right, just ahead of Lovely the Band, let's take one phone call. Let's make it Heather. You hoarded something because it was being discontinued. Hi, Heather. Hello, yeah. Heather. Hi.
Hi. So, like Allie, she's got amazing taste. Good morning, by the way.
Thank you.
I also used the Revlon Outrageous in high school.
My How good did it smell?
Obsessed with it.
So good.
And did you, were you mad? Were you sad when it got discontinued? And did you hoard it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Horrified. So I stocked up on every bottle I could find. And my mom is actually Canadian. So we go to Toronto and London and Ontario quite often to visit family. And up until a couple of years ago, they had it available at random Walmart. So every time we'd go visit family, I would just scrounge around and make it a trip every day just to try to find the bottle. I would manage to find, I think, about like 20 or 30 last time I went.
Wow.
All of them up. My suitcase was £1 million, but it was so worth it. My best friend and I have a good stockpile for another couple of years.
Heather, can I buy just one off of you? Just one.
Right?
I need a hit. I need a hit, Heather.
How much would you pay, Allie? Double the price?
I'd probably pay her for a shampoo and conditioner, both of those.
The combo, sure.
Yeah. I'd give you $100.
Wow.
Not bad considering, yeah, they're like $3 a pop.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, Heather, I will take down your number and call you. Don't think I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Thank you, Heather, for the call. We appreciate it. All right, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. We'll talk to you after. Lovely the band on Kira. We're talking about you hoarded stuff because it was being discontinued, and you just could not abide that. Let's start with Sydney in Encino. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What did you hoard?
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, I got a call from my mom, kind of frantic. I honestly thought someone died, and she told me that Banana Republic was discontinuing one of their perfumes just to rebrand it for like a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to the malls here, got as much as she could, and I was up in Oregon, so she made my friends drive me to the malls to get perfume for her to bring back. Yeah.
Listen,
I didn't have
your
car,
mom.
So my friends had to take me to the malls to get her perfume.
Your mom likes to smell good, right?
But there's not any other perfume that would do it for her?
No, that's her, the only perfume she wears. She would not put
it's
on
her
anything
signature
else.
Scent. Yeah,
we are creatures of habit. And I'm feeling good about this.
Yeah,
if we like what we like,
right?
Yeah,
buy it up. It's I hear
true.
You.
All right, thank you, Sydney, for the call. We appreciate it.
Now look, I want to smell that.
Right?
Yeah.
Aren't you curious what she's hoarding?
Totally.
Cindy in Northridge. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for listening and holding. What did you hoard?
Well, there's this Easter egg candy that comes out. It's a candy covered Easter egg. Marshmallow mm-hmm. egg, and I would buy them, and you know, I have four kids, I would make the baskets for the kids, and I would end up not even putting them in the kids' baskets. I would just keep them for myself.
Not even one? You wouldn't even give them one?
I wouldn't even give them one. I was like, these are for mom, these are not for you.
I mean, you bought them, but then how long did you have them? How many did you get?
Well, it's a bag, there's probably about 12 or 14 in a bag. I would buy a couple bags, and then, like, it was just getting close to Easter. I better get another bag because they're not going to be available until next year again.
Oh, so you're not gone for life.
So you only have the 1 year thing that you have to wait till next year for.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky, Cindy.
Hopefully,
because
they come back next year.
Well, a lot of us are still trying to live on stuff that we bought before.
Yeah.
So thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Bob in Yorba Belinda. Hi, Bob.
Hey, little mother's cookies called Flaky Flicks. The little chocolate covered wafers.
Yes.
With cornflakes on the top.
Rectangular cookies, skinny shaped with that light brown on top of those, Bob, right?
Yes.
Damn,
yes,
I love those.
I had my son going one direction. I was going another direction. We were buying everything we could find off the shelves. You know, Allie, I'm surprised you didn't bring up the episode of Seinfeld where Elaine was hoarding the sponges.
That's right, because they were discontinuing the sponge.
Birth control.
Yeah, yeah. I just pointed and said sponge. That was very odd, Bob.
I mean, it doesn't work on the radio so well.
It really doesn't. That's true, yes. Oh, God, Elaine.
Thank you, Bob. We appreciate the call.
I want to know if I'm Flaky Flicks worthy. Mm-hmm. For Bob to share some Flaky Flicks with me.
Oh, he's
just
gone.
Like
I'm
the
sorry.
Guys were. Oh, goodbye,
yeah, he's
Bob.
Gone.
At Ted Stryker on the internet, Bob, I will pay you top dollar for one Flaky Flicks cookie.
What's top dollar for that?
$31.
Okay.
31.
All right, let's go to Lynn in Woodland Hills. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Like Allie, it was shampoo and conditioner. It was about a year and a half ago, and Garnier Fructis had this one product, that Hydra, that had those little scrubbing beads.
Oh, the little beads.
Good washing
yes.
my hair. And I guess the city or the county or California, you know how we are with being all environmentally friendly,
right?
Took all those bead products off the market. So I went to every supermarket, every Walgreens and CVS and Rite Aid and
So, yeah, I still have a bunch. I moved last month, and I had a whole shopping bag full of shampoo and conditioner I moved with me.
I hear you. I hear you, Lynn.
But I get to wash my hair with my shampoo every morning.
With Garnier Fructis, no one makes your hair stronger.
So who wins? Lynn.
Right. Lynn wins.
All right. Thank you for the call, Lynn. We appreciate it. Let's go to Reese in Calabasas. Hi, Reese.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. Thank you. You hoarded something because it was discontinued.
I hoarded Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi?
Is that just the clear Pepsi, right?
Yes.
Did it taste different than other Pepsi?
Well, yes. I remember having it when I was a teenager, and then it discontinued for years, and they reissued it in later 2016.
Mm-hmm. Was it the same?
I was aware of it, and I went everywhere I could go. I still have some in the fridge that's not open.
Are you still planning on drinking it?
Yes.
Does it have an expiration date?
Yes.
Do you care?
Well, I haven't opened it yet, so I'm hoping that it still is bubbly when I open it.
I don't think that's how expiration dates work so much, Reese. But
well, I mean, it's worth it.
I agree. Try it.
Look, it's worth a try.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. Thank you for the call, Reese. We appreciate it. Any other calls you want to take or tweets you have there, Stryker?
I want to talk to Rudy on line 8.
Okay. Rudy on line 8. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thank you. You hoarded what?
Crazy Horse malt liquor.
Crazy Horse really? Malt liquor.
Yeah. There was this liquor store I used to get it at. I lived in San Bernardino at the time. And I had this Indian head on the front and stuff, and the bottle looked real cool and all that. So my buddy and I, he used to get food stamps from his sister back when they used to look like dollar bills. Get a whole bunch of $1 bill food stamps from her. And we'd go to all the different liquor stores around there and get a 25-cent pack of Wrigley's gum. So they'd have to give you back 3 quarters for every $1 food stamp.
Right.
So we had a whole bunch of quarters. We'd go and get our Crazy Horse. Well, when I found out they were going to stop selling them, I tried to stockpile them in my closet at home. And I had to keep them secret from my mom. And,
I mean, that's how food stamps are supposed to work, so I'm glad that you're able to make it work that way.
Yeah, so I kind of enjoyed them for quite some time.
All right, thank you for the call, Rudy. All right, we need to clear the lines. I apologize for this, but we have no more time for calls on that topic. We do have time for calls on Avengers Infinity War. We have tickets to the premiere on Monday night.
Yes.
So you need to call now. We're going to clear the lines, and we're going to have people call at 1-800-520-1067. Allie pretty much is unstumpable.
Unstumpable. If you've heard any of my knowledge of these movies, you know it's going to be real hard to stump this one.
So you call with a question, and if Allie is stumped, you will win tickets. 1-800-520-1067. We'll play that next. We've got passes to the world premiere of Avengers Infinity War in Hollywood on Monday, and we're going to give you those passes if you can stump Allie.
Can you stump Allie?
Stump Allie.
Stump her good.
Oh. So good.
Can you stump Allie?
Stump.
I know you could. Stump Allie. Stump her good.
Stump.
All right.
No.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Robert in Torrance. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Rob. Hey.
Hey. Stump Allie.
Hey, Allie.
Hey,
what African nation is the Black Panther from?
Robert. I mean, you got to come at me with something a little harder than that. It is Wakanda, bitches.
Stump Allie.
Oh, Robert. Apologies, but I mean, come on.
Right? Too
There's
easy.
No end to this fountain of knowledge.
All right, William in Eagle Rock. Hi there.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Stump Allie.
How are you?
We're good.
Does the X in X-Men originally stand for?
Well, everyone knows that the X-Men also have X-ray vision, and they can see through things. They also play the xylophone. all of these X words. So it's a combination of X-ray and xylophone. So it's X-ray-a-phone. Correct?
So, that is a negative.
That's a negative.
Okay.
Oh, I thought she was spot on.
Oh, see, no, it hasn't come out yet. That'll be in the next X-Men. Yeah, it's canon.
William, what's the answer?
The answer is it originally stood for extra power. Before the X gene, before...
Okay, we're just going to give it to you. Hold on.
Good. We believe you.
Hold on.
See, if you read it, it's canon. You're going to know.
Don't stick with xylophone.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Let's go to Patrick in Seal Beach. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Stump Alley.
All right, Allie. Who is Thanos' daughter?
Well, Thanos, as we all know, is that big, like, kind of purpley guy. Looks like he's made out of a bunch of squished up rocks, okay. Like made into a big old man. So obviously, because I call him not just Thanos, I call him Rocky, and his daughter would be Pebble.
Is it Pebble?
That's really close.
Patrick.
Okay. All right.
What is it?
Gamora.
Gamora. Oh. Yeah, which is the translation of
very close. Stop it! You win the tickets. Hold on, please. Let's go to Jeremiah in Simi Valley. Hi, Jeremiah.
Hi, guys. Hello, Ellie.
Hello, Jeremiah.
Stump Ellie, what do you got?
Okay. During World War II, who did Captain America fight?
The Nazis.
I mean, it was World War II.
Right?
Besides the Nazis, there was also another super soldier created by the Nazis.
Right, Jeff.
Who was that villain?
That was Jeff.
Was it Jeff, Jeremiah?
No, that's wrong. That would be the Red Skull.
The Red Skull.
I call him Jeff.
Sure.
Are we giving that to him?
We're giving that to him, yeah. Yeah, we're giving that to him. Congratulations, Jeremiah. Stop it! All right, you hold on.
I am not good at these.
Really?
You nailed the first one.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good.
The first one, that's true.
I feel so bad for that guy.
Vanessa in Hermosa Beach. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Stump Alley.
Allie, what's the name of the actor that voices Rocket?
That voices Rocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Little known fact, he also was the voice of Alf, and that is Paul Fusco.
Is it Paul Fusco?
Unfortunately, not.
It's not.
It's the beautiful Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh.
Congratulations, you won the tickets.
I mean, agree to disagree.
Well, there we go. Stop it! It's an agree to disagree thing. I think she wins tickets. Let's go to Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Go Stump for it, man.
What's happening today?
All right, so the question is, what is Bucky the Winter Soldier's last name?
Oh, well.
Bucky the Winter Soldier's last name?
Yeah, because his real name is Bucky.
Okay.
But he goes by the Winter Soldier. And he's the one that has the smoky eye, and then he kind of mushes it all together so it looks like two black eyes. He's got that bionic arm.
And his last name is?
Doolittle.
Is it Doolittle, Sam?
No, it's Bucky Barnes.
Bucky Barnes! Oh. Bucky Barnes.
I mean, you don't get it now because he said it. So he gets it.
So he wins?
Yes, so you win. You win the tickets. Congratulations, Sam.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for playing the game. Stump Alley. Stump Alley. Oh, so good. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:53, just after 9 o'clock. Dr. Drew joins us. Right now it's time for What's Happening with Allie.
Do you have what it takes to be on Deal or No Deal?
I don't believe so.
As a suitcase girl or a
yes.
contestant?
No, as a contestant.
As a contestant. Because I got the calves for the suitcase
I think you'd look great, yeah.
Contestant? Yeah, I think so.
You could do it?
I could do it.
All right.
All you have to do in that game, you have to answer a bunch of trivia questions in the form of an answer.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, is that a different game?
I don't know.
Oh, that's Jeopardy. Okay.
Yeah, that's Jeopardy.
So this is like pick a case.
Were you serious?
No.
Oh, my God. I was like, Stryker. You are right waiting, over like... there? I was really
Kevin
concerned.
Was looking at me.
I thought you were going to stab me, Kevin. No, I just didn't know what you were talking about. I was like, oh, no.
Well, if you think you have what it takes, if you're fun, energetic, want your shot at a fortune, visit the casting page at dealornodeal.castingcrane.com. And that's casting, C-R-A-N-E.com. And they'll have all the rules there on how you can possibly become a contestant on Deal or No Deal.
I didn't know that was still a show.
It is coming back. Oh, okay. Actually, yeah. They're bringing it back to CNBC, and Howie Mandel is back.
He's right. A great host on that show.
Really
he builds up the tension really well. What always frustrates me about that show, so there's like 8 cases left. Someone's got like $250,000. They can just leave. And their idiot friends that they bring in, they're like, go open for another it! Case! Go open another it! Case!
Yeah.
I love that part.
they're like, okay, I'll go case number 4. Open the case. Sorry, you're only going home with $30,000.
It's tension filled.
Yeah,
that's
it
what
is.
It is. Did you know that Meghan Markle, soon to be married to Prince Harry?
Oh, please tell us.
Was one of the briefcase girls on Deal or No Deal. True story. Wow. F you, Kevin.
Can't get enough about that Meghan Markle.
I know you can't.
Love the royal family.
I know. So May 5th, we know that Donald Glover is hosting SNL. He's also going to perform as a musical guest. He's going to do Childish Gambino. So we know that. But yesterday, we found out the next two performers and the next two hosts. And not bad. Amy Schumer will be hosting May 12th with musical guest Kacey Musgraves.
All right.
Followed by the season closer, that is May 19th. Just kind of putting a nice little bow on the whole season. Mother effing Tina Fey.
All right.
Okay. With Nicki Minaj.
All right.
So that is good news for SNL right there. So we've got May figured out, you guys.
Right.
On Saturdays, we'll just be staying home. Watching
I mean, we'll,
TV.
We'll record it, and if we hear it's good, then we'll go back and watch parts of it.
Maybe.
That's what we'll do.
Maybe. Well, congratulations to Pink. She landed the cover of People's Most Beautiful Women in the World for 2018. All right, Pink.
I gave her most beautiful of anything, by the way. Any noun, person, place, or thing, she is most beautiful.
She's talented.
Yes.
She's funny. She's self-deprecating. She's gorgeous. I love the fact that someone, you know, with tats and kind of like a whole different look.
Oh,
that,
tats. Okay.
Tattoos. What? Think I was off a vowel? Yeah. I just give him a little bit of credit that she's not, you know, the Kate Beckinsale or, you know, people that you would just look at and think, oh, that's such a beautiful woman. Pink is gorgeous, but she's got some edge to her. And I think that's kind of hot.
And she can hang upside down and sing as good as any other singer out there.
I mean, that's
said
true.
I've said it for years.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's tough to argue that point.
But I do love that she was on Ellen, and when she first found out about the news that she was most beautiful woman in the world for 2018, she laughed out loud. I just love that. Instead of being like, well, of course, all in due time, everybody. Tuesday was Victoria Beckham's birthday, and she can't even post something on Instagram without people going nuts. However, she showed off a photo of her birthday splurge, which was nothing more than a tower of watermelon and berries topped with a candle. And people were like, it's your birthday. Have a goddamn piece of cake.
Watermelon and berries. Doing?
Sweet Lady Jane on Melrose.
I mean,
you live near this.
Do something.
Piece there.
My favorite comment was, saddest looking birthday cake ever. But you know what? If that's what you like and if fruit
no one likes
is...
that.
Well,
I love watermelon.
Yeah.
But nobody wants that on their birthday.
I don't know.
In place of cake.
I don't know.
Nope.
No?
No.
You think she's just, she makes sacrifices for her figure. She's
sure.
Just going to continue on with it on her birthday.
I can understand that, yes.
Okay.
She's not excited about watermelon on her birthday.
She wasn't super stoked about that.
No. I'm guessing not. I'm just guessing.
No. I want to talk about this. Do you remember the mode of transportation that you took to your prom?
I do.
Yeah.
It was a limousine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but there were a lot of people in the limo.
Yeah.
And the prom was in Santa Monica, and the after party was at the Palace.
Oh.
The Palace.
Which is
nice.
Now called, I'm drawing a blank, but right there on Vine, across from Capitol Records.
Mm-hmm.
The Avalon?
Yeah, the Avalon.
Avalon, yeah.
The
okay.
Avalon.
Yeah.
What about you, Kevin?
Scooter.
Scooter.
Like Dumb and Dumber style, just frozen together.
Just frozen snot going down his face. I like
You're a great thing.
I like it a lot. Well, this this girl in Georgia showed up to her prom in a casket.
In a casket.
She was in a hearse, oh, no. And then okay. She was then carried the rest of the way in the coffin.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that it was meant to send a sobering message to her fellow students. She said, quote, "I was thinking about my class and how they're doing bad stuff after prom, like having drugs and doing all that." What a downer,
right?
This chick is,
no
right?
No one likes her.
No one likes you. But then she said, also, I want to celebrate my desire to become a funeral director after high school. Hmm. Now I'm in. Now I like
That's
her.
Strangely
like, she's
odd.
Just kind of wacky, and I like that she
but
did
don't
that.
Try and give a message.
Yeah, don't, just, right? It wasn't like you hopped out of your limo and you're like, here's my message about this limo, y'all. That's just crazy. My prom, my dad did the nicest thing ever, and he surprised us by renting a vintage Rolls Royce.
No!
Wow. Unbelievable.
Did he insist on driving it?
No, but it was me and three other friends. That vintage Rolls Royce broke down not once, not twice, but three times on the 101 freeway in 108 degree heat. Oh, God.
So
he
got a clunker.
Cops. Got a total clunker. By the time we came out of the prom, it was a cool limo, but we were like, at least there's AC. Oh, just saying. Just a sad time. All right, guys. Happy birthday to James Franco, Kate Hudson, Hayden Christensen, Tim Curry, Ashley Judd, Maria Sharapova, Luis Miguel, and Ali Wong. And that's what's happening.
Hey, welcome to the show, Dr. Drew Pinsky. Good morning, Dr. Drew.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you today?
I'm good.
We want to talk about Ali.
Having meat sweats.
Having meat sweats.
They're real.
Meat sweats from your diet.
No, please don't. Don't go there.
Let's talk about allergies.
Yes.
This is the time of year.
Yes.
What can people do to prevent? What can people do to treat?
Really? Aren't you bored by that topic?
No, I'm not, because I always forget what the answer is, A. And B, I didn't really start having allergies until, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago.
Well, that's interesting, actually, because I see a lot of that in my practice.
Why does that happen? I was
shocked. Well, nobody really knows that. Part of it is that we have a tremendous array of allergens here in Southern California, particularly things that blow in off the desert floor. So when you see winds come along, it's not just that things are stirred up, which they are. Stuff are blown off the various trees, and there's all kinds of trees and grasses in this area that can cause allergy. But there's spores and all kinds of nasty stuff that blows off the floor of the desert that can sensitize people who might not have yet been sensitized. So what we're saying is an allergy classically is some sort of particle that your system notices, and then the so-called, there's a group of white cells in your body called mast cells that are full of things like histamines and all kinds of reactants that push away these molecules, and they do something called degranulation. They spill their guts, and all that those inflammatory mediators spill out and cause your nose to get inflamed, they cause your airways to get inflamed, it causes blood vessels to dilate. It's an immune response.
Why would that happen to me for the first time 8-9 years ago?
Yeah, see, this is the complicated
part. That's weird.
It is weird, but it's like you become – I have no better way of explaining it to you other than saying you get sensitized to it. It's like your body hasn't seen this thing before, or it's seen it, and all of a sudden it reacts to it. And as we age, there's a funny thing that happens as well as we age, is if we had asthma and allergies as a kid – they tend to come back when we get older, too. And no one, I'm not sure anybody has a real explanation for that. But you said what to do about it. Obviously, avoid the pathogens, avoid the allergens.
If you can't do that, though.
Well, if you have olive trees outside your window and you sleep with your window open, you can do those kinds of things.
Right.
Or if you have cats to me is the one that's most common. It's the cat dander, and then there's...
Yeah, you get rid of the cat first thing.
And then there's literally mite feces. Mite feces fly around your house, and they cause allergies. There's a lot of things in the environment that can cause allergies. But the key thing about allergies is once they set up, and in other words, once you get that acute, what's called mast cell degranulation, which is just the acute histamine reaction, which is why we use antihistamines to try to block that. But if it has already happened, a second phenomenon sets up, which is inflammation.
Okay.
And once the inflammation sets up, now you got a bigger problem. Because and everybody inevitably gets into this, if you don't correct the allergy with antihistamines and avoidance and doing things to get out of the allergic reaction, the inflammatory reaction that follows is much harder to break.
So you can't just ignore it.
You can. No matter how much you can. And some people can do so, and it kind of waxes and wanes, and it goes away. But if you really have if you notice it, if you're, like, noticing that you're not moving air quite the way you normally do, or you feel short of breath when you exert yourself, or you can't breathe in through your nose, or your eyes are red and runny, I mean, that's probably gonna stay with you. Certainly if it stays more than a day or two, now you're into this inflammatory reaction. And the longer that inflammation persists, the harder it is to break. And that's when things like Flonase and corticosteroids and these sorts of things get into the mix in terms of treating. And sometimes you can end up with chronic, scarring of the tissues and things, that the airways can be permanently narrowed. So it depends on the individual and, you know, why these things come on later in life and why they can suddenly come on in an exuberant way. Somewhat of a mystery. But a lot of it in Southern California. And, you know, in addition, there are, I don't want to get too deep into this, but there are also real pathogens that fly in, too. And we as doctors are trying to figure out, is this an inflammatory reaction from something infecting, or is it really something of an allergic nature? And it's very hard to tell.
Now, when you said that you have to treat allergies, you ran off a list of medications that I didn't recognize.
Well, I just said antihistaminic. So all those ads you see.
All of those are all equal?
Some are a little stronger than others, and you can talk to your doctor about dosing, because the over-the-counter dosing may not be quite what you need. But whether it's Claritin or Zyrtec or Allegra, they're all people kind of have their favorites, you know, less side effects, more efficacy. But the other thing I said was then when the inflammation goes, now we're talking about the nasal sprays like Flonase or any of those things.
And can we pick those up off the counter, or do we have to get a doctor?
You can get them off the counter, over the counter, off the counter if you wish. Yeah, and the nasal ones you can, but then if it's in your airways, the inhalers, those are prescription, and those are, I just tried to prescribe those the other day for somebody, I could not believe how expensive they were.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I had to take one of those last year because I just sort of avoided it, and my air passage was annoyed, and I didn't do much about it, and I figured it would leave, and it just didn't forever.
There it is.
And then we talked to you about that cough that sticks around for months.
Yep, that's not good. Especially as you get older. Again, it can create permanent airway problems if you don't pay attention to it. But, yeah, I had a really funny conversation with myself around the inhalers about a week ago. I remember back in the 90s when I was practicing, I'd always tell patients, I go, look, if I pull out my prescription pad, it's going to be $75 for you. I guarantee it. Now it's like $500
or crap.
$700. I can't even believe how crazy it's gotten. So, and some people, you know, again, the insurances cover some, and they're generics where you can figure your way into something reasonable. But man, you need somebody. This is a case for primary care doctors. Somebody's got to navigate this for
you.
Can barely figure it out.
See, my thing is, I don't want to go to the doctor unless I have to go to the doctor.
I don't go either. I'm a horrible patient. Are you kidding me?
In this case, I should though.
We'll call Heal. They can take care of it.
Okay.
Doctor.
You guys are such dudes.
Stryker.
Doctor, Stryker. What's happening, my man?
Don't you miss talking to me like all about this stuff. You can ask me all the questions. Every night you can talk to me about your medical problems.
All right. So, Doctor, you know I'm afraid of germs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So everybody is coming back from Coachella, and that's going to happen again next week. And they all say, I've got a desert cough from being at Coachella from all the dust.
Yeah.
Should I be afraid that they're sick, or is that an allergy that they have, and how do they get rid of that thing?
Well, it could be an allergy. It could all just be just an irritant just from the – but it also could be something called coccidiomycosis or valley fever. There's coccospores that live on the floor there in the desert.
Yes.
And it's, again, really hard to tell the difference, but that's not very contagious. So I would just say it's just an irritant. But, dude, I hear your nasal congestion already.
No, I feel good right now, to be honest. I feel good. And, Doctor, I am convinced – when the flu was going around, and it was bad this year, correct?
Yeah, horrible.
I am convinced that I didn't get it. I got very superstitious that my mouthwash and a Zyrtec was cleaning all the bacteria and particles that flew in my airways. Is that possible?
Guys, just humor him. Just whatever he says, all good.
Okay.
You know, Allie, yes? Kind of stay your distance a little bit, but it's all good. Whatever he says, it's all fine.
Okay.
But listen, we are heading just to freak you out a little bit, Stryker, I am very concerned about this summer because of the encampments around Los Angeles right now. The feces are on the Orange County. When they cleaned up the feces in the Santa Ana Riverbed, it was 45,000 pounds or something. That will have norovirus, and that norovirus volatilizes, and you can breathe it in. Number one. Number two. The rats outnumber the humans. Rats outnumber the humans at these places by about 1,000 to 1. The rats have fleas, and in this part of the country, the fleas have disease, lots of them, rickettsial diseases, and they're going to get to your pets, and they're going to get to you.
All right, what do we do about that?
I will get for treat your kid your pets for fleas for sure. No, zero tolerance on fleas. And then if you get anything with a fever and a rash, see a doctor immediately. They're all rash causing diseases and they're really unpleasant.
All right.
Good time.
Thanks,
Stryker.
Thanks a lot for ruining my day now. I'm in full panic mode, Dr. Drew.
But if you get a chance, check out mite feces at the Gobi tent this weekend.
They're good.
Yeah,
they're
real good.
I'm realizing, Stryker, now that I have some distance from our relationship, just how what we call somatic you are. How did you survive those years with me without just being able to sleep or just freaking you out completely?
Dr. Drew, he's kind of crazy.
No, he's not crazy. He's just anxious.
He's crazy.
I understand how he survived those years that we did on Loveline without him just losing his mind. All we did was talk about infectious diseases.
But what I learned so much from being in the room with you that you actually calmed me down when I was wrong.
I like that. Yeah, knowledge is power. Good
Definitely.
For you.
Thank you.
You can follow Dr. Drew on Twitter at Dr. Drew. The website is drdrew.com. Dr. Drew Midday Live, Monday to Friday, 12 to 3 on 790 KABC. He's on 4 different podcasts, and the app is Heal. You can get a doctor to come to your house so you don't have to go to the doctor. Dr. Drew, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 941. Time for one final look at what's happening with Ellie McKay.
Well, what's happening is a four-pack of tickets to the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. Hit the music.
Oh, sorry. It was a little early.
But huzzah? You started 4 seconds before.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! Grab your meat.
I'm sorry?
You heard
meat
me.
Meat sweats or just the meat?
Just the meat, like a big old, like a turkey leg.
Right.
Just walk around, sipping some beer. Check out the ladies in the costumes. Heaving bosom. It is a good, good time out there at the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. Open Saturdays and Sundays through May 20th. You're going to see acrobats, artisans, internationally acclaimed musicians, juggling jokers, jesters, willful wenches. It's all going down. And for callers 10 through 14, we're going to give you a four-pack of tickets to the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. So give a call right now, 1-800-520-1067, and you will be heading on down there, checking out all that good stuff. Huzzah!
Huzzah!
I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Hopefully you found this out last night when Coachella tweeted it. But in case you didn't, the National Weather Service has issued a severe high wind warning beginning this morning and lasting through early Friday morning.
No! Yes.
It is true, sir. Opening of camping is delayed, so for everyone's safety, camping will now open Friday at 3 a.m. And that's also pending safe conditions because that wind out there is no joke. And let's be honest, better safe than sorry.
Agreed.
It sucks, but you know what?
It's better than setting up your tent and watching it fly away.
Which it did.
Yes.
Which it did. Some people.
Yeah. Or even worse, watching that tent fly away and then you take a pole right to your face.
Huh?
The bad times, like a tent pole.
Oh, I see.
Like to your forehead. And then you're impaled, and then you're like, I just want to see Beyonce. No, you can't, because you're now gushing blood. This is for your own safety, people. So
people are on their way out.
Yeah, if you're on your way out, I mean, find somewhere else to go for a bit.
Or just stay in the line.
Stay in the area.
I would get in the line and just wait till they say you can go in.
Here's the thing. There's going to be some high wait times on Friday. Staging time in your cars. They will not be able to accommodate wait together, camp together. Absolutely no campsite setups, no tent canopies, pop-up tents, anything allowed until the high wind has passed. If you get the Coachella mobile app, you're going to have the most up-to-date information. And apologies to one of the first tweets, Zane. And he brings up a good point. He says, Coachella camping delayed until Friday, and I'm 100% ready to throw hands because Thursday is the most lit day of any Coachella. To be honest, I'm effing salty. He's got a good point because Thursday is a freaking blast
at the party campsite. Yeah.
You are just walking around, meeting people, chit-chatting, chugging beers, doing whatever. So just, you know what, Zane? We're just trying to keep you safe.
Save it a day.
Save it a day. You'll be fine. No need to throw hands. No need to be effing salty. Zane.
Who uses the word salty anymore?
I don't know.
I don't know. I kind of like it. I don't hate it. If you guys saw this on Tuesday night, congratulations. It was delightful. Jeff Daniels appearing on Conan O'Brien. He was promoting the finale of his Hulu series, The Looming Tower. But if you've got Jeff Daniels in front of you and you don't ask at least one question about Dumb and Dumber, what are you doing with your life? So Conan asked him if he knew when they were filming that this movie would become just so beloved and so iconic and be on a lot of people's favorite movie list.
People are dumb when you call Kevin running the board not very well. All he has to do is hit Dumb and Dumber. When I stop talking, he'll press it now.
We knew 14-year-old boys would love it.
Right.
But I wasn't prepared for the guys in their, you know, 70s with the tuxedo and the martini and the portfolio coming up and going, you know, Dumb and Dumber might be the best movie I know of.
I'm pretty sure that I remember being mocked for enjoying that movie when it first came out.
Really?
It's one of those that I would go to and then everybody would make fun of me for.
Oh, my God. I loved
you
it.
You loved it. Okay, good.
I saw it three times in the theater.
All right. It was quotable after the first time watching it. The pet's 100%. Head's falling off and just the whole thing, the haircuts, the tuxedos. So funny.
The best. The absolute best. Well, then, curtains open up. Jim Carrey walks out to surprise him. The crowd goes nuts. He then says to Jeff Daniels, hey, you're in town. You didn't call me. But Conan did to tell me to come on down. And Jeff Daniels talks about working on Dumb and Dumber. What a joy it was, even for you naysayers that didn't enjoy the sequel.
And it was such a joy. It was such a joy.
Did you guys know it was a blast? Even the second one.
Second one.
We had a great time on the second one. Okay, it wasn't as well received.
Them. We don't know.
Jeff Daniels should add them. I love him so much. Stryker brought this up, and I looked it up because I was like, that can't be possible. That Jim Carrey got paid $7 million for that role. But here's the thing. What got him there was they had originally wanted to pay him $350,000 because he wasn't a star at that point.
Okay.
Then Ace Ventura came out, and they were like, oh, crap. Yeah. So they're like, how about $400,000, $500,000, and they kept holding off because then Ace Ventura just went bonkers.
Kept going crazy?
He wound up getting a salary of $7 million. And the interesting thing is, they talked about it on Conan, that the studio did not want Jeff Daniels at all, but Jim Carrey really wanted, and the Farrelly brothers really wanted him because he's a strong actor. They thought Jim can take care of the comedy. Let's get someone that can actually act next to him.
I was surprised that he did it.
Well, would you be surprised at the money that he got for Dumb and Dumber? What if I told you he made a salary of $50,000 for that movie?
Are you kidding?
$50,000! Nobody wanted him from the studio. And Jim and the Farrelly brothers were like, no, we need this guy.
50,
and they
000.
Thought if we offer 50, he's going to say no. And Jeff Daniels was like, I'll take it. Let's do it. I am fascinated
by
that.
He could have gotten more than that.
Or he could have.
Don't you think?
But the studio also could have been like, no, we're not doing it then.
$7 million, 50,000,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Thank you for that little tidbit that I looked up, Stryker. It is, kid.
Right?
It is. I totally agree. Just a reminder, you guys, that I might be a little emotional tomorrow.
Okay.
Because tonight is the, mostly that, is the series finale for ABC Scandal after seven seasons, 124 episodes. I don't know what I'm going to do without them in my life.
It's going to happen with Olivia Pope.
Thank you for remembering her name.
You're welcome.
Listen, if you don't watch Scandal, it is amazing. She's a fixer
in
Washington.
Maybe a little too late to get into it now?
I mean, the series finale tonight.
Is there any way that we can binge watch tonight and be caught up for what's happening with
Alex
tomorrow?
No, because you'd be like, I can't. But Cyrus is great. Why is he such a dick now? Ah, you won't really understand it. You'll be like, Melly, but she was married to the president. Now she's the president? How'd that happen? Olivia Pope used to bone the president. How are they all friends? None of it will make sense to you. But I'm going to tell you right now, Shonda Rhimes, if somebody doesn't put a bullet right in between Cyrus Bean's eyes... I don't know how you're going to end this, because that is what he deserves. He's awful.
Why are you not a producer on this show?
Because that would be how I'd end the show, with a bullet in between someone's eyes. They're going to do something, and you're going to be left going, what? Like all Shonda Rhimes.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she does.
I'm telling you, every single season of How to Get Away with Murder, or How to Get Away with Murder, I think there's no way you're gonna make me go, wait, huh, what? How'd that happen? Every single finale, I'm like, what? How did you do it? Oh, you're so good at everything, Shonda Rhimes. Please adopt me. Some birthdays for you. James Franco, Kate Hudson, Hayden Christensen, Tim Curry, Ashley Judd, Maria Sharapova, Luis Miguel, Ali Wong. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Ali. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show. First, on your drive home, jumping ahead to tomorrow, it's Keep It 100. It's 420. It's Avengers Infinity War premiere passes. It's Jersey Shore recap with Omar. It's Zlatan Ibrahimovic from the LA Galaxy. Brand new internet roundup. All that stuff tomorrow morning on an All New Kevin and Bean Show.